Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I feel very privileged and very honored to be visiting your community here in Alachua, particularly on such an auspicious day as the appearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. I feel very unqualified even to mention his name or to speak of his pastimes and all of his transcendental qualities, which are unfathomable, actually. But it's our duty to say something, so we ask the grace of Srila Prabhupada to glorify this great Mahajan, devotee of the Lord. Actually, for many of us in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, this is one of the biggest days. We generally think of a big day like Janmashtami or Radhastami, appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev, but we can understand that without the mercy of great acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur, we would be in complete ignorance of the Lord and his transcendental pastimes. There are many such great devotees, but this devotee, Narottam, is very dear to the heart of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, to the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because he's a great hero. Everyone needs a hero to look up to follow in their footsteps, and to inspire them. I'm sure if we went around the room, from this little boy up to the senior-most member, everyone has a hero, somebody they look up to that inspires them. One time a devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, a disciple, "Srila Prabhupada, I want to be just like you." And one of the other devotees said, "That's offensive. You can't be like the spiritual master." And Prabhupada said, "No." He said, "That's a very nice aspiration. In the sense that the spiritual master for the disciple is the best example of how to engage in the process of Krishna consciousness." So Prabhupada said, "Yes, you'd be like me." Acharya means one who teaches by example. So we have many heroes in our Guru Parampara. Narottam stands out amongst all of them because for us, he's an ideal example of a devotee, as Srila Prabhupada has trained us. We must never forget that this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a missionary movement. Srila Prabhupada has this intimate, loving relationship with Krishna and the spiritual world. We're not meant to speculate on that, but we know very much what his mission, his personality, and his desires are in this world. He made it very clear. Many times he said, "If you want to please me, distribute my books," meaning preaching. And he spent every day, every hour, every minute, every second of his life pushing forward the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As his Guru Maharaj said, "This preaching will do good for you, and it will also do good for others. It's all auspicious. Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan." And what is the result of a faithful follower of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya and Radhashyama Sundar? Hopefully within this lifetime they'll awaken their pure love for Radhashyama Sundar. We have two goals. Give our heart and soul to the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to fulfill the desires of Srila Prabhupada as he outlined them when he was present amongst us. That will give him great pleasure. He'll also be pleased if we become pure, unalloyed devotees of the Lord. So we have the example in the personality of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He was a great stalwart preacher in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. He took over after Mahaprabhu and all of his transcendental associates had wound up their manifest pastimes in this world. The responsibility really lay on the shoulders of three divine personalities to continue that mission. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, and Srinivas Acharya. Under the guidance of their Shikshu Guru, Sri Jiva Goswami, they're the ones that were chosen to continue the mission that God Himself had started. So who can understand how dear they are to the Lord? They carried on that responsibility, and they demonstrated perfectly the art of preaching. Narottam was a preacher from A to Z. Simultaneously, he was a very deep rasic devotee. It wasn't one or the other. One time, myself and Sri Prahlad, we went to see Tamal Krishna Goswami. We had an important question. It was, should we do this or should we do that? He said, why one or the other? Why not both? Wow, hello? Yeah, why not? We can do both. So in our movement, we have these two aspirations, to become very deep rasic devotees, relishing the mellows of pure devotional service, giving pleasure to Radha and Krishna through our ahaitakiya patiyata, unmotivated pure devotional service, and using that purity to spread Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Preaching is the essence, books are the basis, utility is the principle, and purity is the force. What type of purity? There's no material desires left in the heart? Okay. That's one type of purity. Cheto, dharpan, and marjanam. No lust, no anger, no greed. But that's basically liberation. Nirvana, cessation of material desires. Real purity is a very intense desire to please our spiritual master and Sisi Radha and Krishna. That was the purity that Narottam had. And therefore he was chosen amongst all the others. Many are called, but few are chosen. That was Narottam Das Thakur. This morning you heard, I have no doubt, a very beautiful lecture by Chaturatma Prabhu. He also has, as many of you do, a special affection for Narottam Das Thakur. And he speaks on these personalities and their pastimes. This evening I would like to speak how this great Vaishnava Acharya realized his mission here on earth by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We all know that the servants of Lord Krishna, his intimate associates, accompanied him in his transcendental pastimes here in India and Vrindavan 5,000 years ago. Most of them were in female forms, gopis. But they came again 500 years ago during the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's none different than Krishna, in male forms. And Vilas Manjari, who serves Radha and Krishna in a very intimate way in Sri Vrindavan Dham, she came down in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the great devotee Narottam Das Thakur. How he received his instructions to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya is very, very interesting and important to all of us. I believe this morning you heard how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted the appearance of Narottam Das Thakur before he wound up his pastimes, the famous kirtan on the banks of the Padma River, where he was calling out, Narottama, Narottama, Narottama. There was no one name, Narottam, amongst his associates. And Nitai was wondering, suddenly Mahaprabhu chanting the name of Narottama, he fell unconscious on the ground. And Nitai whispered in the ear, Mahaprabhu, who's Narottama? And Mahaprabhu opened his eyes. He's a great devotee, he will appear after we finish up our pastimes, and he'll continue the mission of Krishna consciousness. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shangupanga Shaparshadam Yagnai Senkitan Payar Yajantihi Shumeda Shaha. This Yuga Dharma of chanting Hare Krishna. And so it came to pass with the will of the Lord that he appeared in Keturi, and he grew into a fine young Vaishnava. And eventually he received his education, he received his training in Krishna consciousness from none other than Srila Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. along with his very close friends, Shyamananda and Srinivasacharya. The camaraderie was extraordinary between these boys. They all studied the Bhakti Shastris, the teachings of the Goswamis, and they engaged in wonderful service and pastimes in Vrindavan. And as a means to reciprocate with Srila Jiva Goswami, they agreed to take these books of the Goswamis to Bengal, because at that time books were being written in Vrindavan, but they weren't being published like today. They didn't have big printing presses where they could produce hundreds or thousands of copies and distribute them to the masses. Everything was copied by hand. And the Goswamis were so prolific under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, producing so many books. Every time a new book would come out in the assembly of devotees, it would be held up by one of the devotees, and there would be a huge applause. Rupa Goswami has completed this new book, Prabhus. It's called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Hurivo! Ujjvala Nilamani. Hurivo! Kaviraj Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hurivo! And everybody would run to read it. Be one copy. How fortunate we are. We have the books on our bookshelves. Do we read them? So to make it widespread, Jiva Goswami wanted these books, and there was only one copy of each, to go to Bengal, because the Bengal Vaishnavas were just thirsting for this nectar. So the idea is the books would go there, they would be copied, and they would come back. So the boys, they had this very serious responsibility to go. And as you know, on the way, when King Birambhir, his astrologer, told him that there's this very precious cargo coming down the road, it's more valuable than millions of chests of gold and silver and rubies and diamonds. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's very valuable. So Birambhir, he had his soldiers go, and they would, in the middle of the night, they stole the trunk of books. And in the morning, the boys woke up, and the books weren't there. Now, bear in mind, the Goswamis had written these books for many, many years. They were a veritable treasure house of knowledge. They're gone. So they were devastated. And this is, I think, where the class ended this morning, this devastation. Where are the books? So, according to Bhakti Ratnakara, as they were lamenting, a voice came from the sky, which Srinivasacharya heard. The books will be returned. Do not fear. So hearing this divine oracle from the sky, Srinivasacharya, he felt somewhat pacified. He knew the Lord had a plan to retrieve them. So without further ado, he said, all right, boys, out on Sankirtan. Like Prabhupada was like that. If you've got time, chant Hare Krishna, Prabhupada would say. If you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Immediately he sent them out to go and preach. And they left. Shyamananda and Narottam left. The divine association of Srinivasacharya, that in itself is a whole class. How these boys who had served their spiritual master so nice, they had been awarded these august titles. At their graduation ceremony in Vrindavan, Narottam got the title Mahasai. Shyamananda, who was very erudite in the scriptures, Jiva Goswami gave him the name Pandit Ji, Shyamananda Pandit. And Srinivas, the boy Srinivas, he was so illustrious. He's a little older than the other boys. He got the name Acharya. Srinivas Acharya. Shyamananda Pandit. Narottam Das Thakur. Mahasaya. They were boys, but they were blessed with these honorific titles. And they were tight. Their friendship was based on Krishna consciousness. That goes very, very deep. We all hanker for relationships, and friendship is one of those relationships. If we don't develop strong, intimate, loving relationships amongst our God brothers and God sisters, God brothers for God brothers and God sisters for God sisters, we'll search for that satisfaction outside of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. No man is an island unto himself. All of us need relationships. If those relationships are based on sense gratification, we like the same clothes, we like the same music, we like the same drugs, matir na krishne patasvatova, what the result will be, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted towards sense gratification gradually glide down to hellish conditions of life. Real friends don't let their friends eat meat. That's my favorite bumper sticker in America, even more than Obama and whatever. Very popular. I saw even devotees have the Obama. Real friends don't let their friends eat meat. Friendship should be based on something sacred. Service to Guru and Krishna. That's a real friend is one who encourages you to give up sense gratification, as difficult as it may be, and take up service to Guru and Gauranga. That's your real friend. You may not like the same clothes, may not like the same prasadam, whatever, but if we have this strong desire to work together to please spiritual man, then the friendship, unlimited, it goes deeper, anandar buddhi bharavanam, unlimited love. We can hardly understand how intimate and loving was the friendship between Narottam, Srinivas, and Shyamananda. To the degree that you're attached to something, when you lose it, you feel separation. If it's just some little thing and you lose it, okay, just a little dilemma. But if something very dear to your heart, when you lose it, the pain of separation is equal to the attachment that you had. So, we don't just have attachment to God. We only know God by the mercy of our spiritual master. Our attachment to our spiritual master is very deep. We can only really understand our spiritual master by serving in the association of our God brothers and God sisters. So they're also very dear to us. Narottam writes, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavata, Gita. Doesn't say Bhagavad Gita. Hari, God, Guru, spiritual master, Vaishnava, devotee, Bhagavata, devotee, Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Two times he stresses the association of devotees. It's so important for our progress. So these boys demonstrated how they relish each other's association. Doing what? Kirtan. Harikatha. Taking prasadam together. Worshipping the deity. And going out amongst the masses and pressing the flesh, as they say here in this country. You're shaking hands. Going out and befriending the fallen conditioned souls and giving them an opportunity too. As Jesus said, it's better to give than it is to receive. And when we share Krishna consciousness, we genuinely and truly experience the higher taste. We'll not experience the higher taste if we just share it amongst ourselves, which is, of course, we do, but to go higher and higher, to go out and press the flesh in Gainesville and Jacksonville and all those horrible places. This is where the mercy comes and you get the higher taste. So you do, we all know we have our Sankirtan partners. I can remember in the 70s, the friends I went out with. When I think of them now, sometimes my eyes well up with tears. The austerities we underwent as young boys, and how we weren't disturbed, and how much we enjoyed traveling and preaching Krishna consciousness. So who can imagine the feelings of separation as Narottam and Shyamananda had to leave the association of Srinivas Acharya? We all only understand when we get to that level. So they left, and they headed for Keturi. Keturi was part of Greater Bengal. Now it's part of, well, it was East Bengal. Now it's part of Bangladesh. I've had the great fortune of going there. Unfortunately, because there's an Islamic government there and people are Muslims, they've torn everything down practically. It's just, you have to go and see it with your imagination. There's still the palace of Narottam's father, and there's still the lake where Mother Janava took the water to cook the big feast at the first Gaurpurnima. There's some remnants there, and some of the shalagrams of Narottam. It's something that's there. But this is where Narottam was born, so for us it's as good as Mecca. It's as good as Bethlehem. It's where this divine, it's where Vilasmanjari took birth, Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam, you know, I think you know from the discussion this morning, he left at a young age. He was supposed to be the next king. But like many of the great personalities in our disciplic succession, like Raghunath Das Goswami, who would have inherited so much vast amounts of wealth and prestige, they renounced it all for the nectarian service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left home, and he managed to struggle and get to Vrindavan and get his Krishna conscious education. So he was coming back after a long time. And when he came back into town, whoa, just like in our Civil War, you know, when the boys came back, when Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. Johnny comes marching home again, la la la, na 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 na. I'm only saying because you're Americans and it hits a chord in the heart. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. He was there. They were so proud of Narottam eventually because he became a great sadhu, and his fame preceded him, just like the sunlight comes before the sun planet himself. His fame had spread all throughout India. He was like the chosen sun. His studies and his pastimes in Vrindavan and everything that he'd done, all they were very proud of him. So the whole village came out to receive him when he came with Shyamananda. Only sad part was that his father, Krishnananda Dutt, and his mother, Narayani, the king and queen, they'd passed away. Uncle had also passed away. But his uncle's son, which would mean his nephew, Santosh, he was the reigning regent. He was the king at that time. And he inherited all that vast wealth and that prestige and that honor that every king could enjoy if he wanted. But he was Krishna Bhakta. So although he was surrounded by that wealth internally, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavicham vajagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani ishware bhavata bhakti ahaita kitvai. Hey Lord, let me tell you, I have no desire for the association of the opposite sex. I don't want money. I don't want fame. Just please, you give me little save at your lotus feet. That's what I'll be happy with. So despite the fact he had all that opulence, when his cousin, when his nephew came back, Narottam, Santoshi ran to the perimeter, the edge of the town, and he just fell down at the feet of Narottam. He gave the whole kingdom. It's yours. And my life is yours. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Savashastu Koi Leva Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Savasiddhi Hoi. If you get that sadhu association, don't do anything else and just full surrender, give yourself, like Prabhupada told Vishnu John Maharaj. So many lifetimes you've been experimenting. Just give one lifetime to Krishna. There's so many before, there may be so many after, you've done everything but surrender to Krishna. Just give this one lifetime, see what happens. That was the mood of Santosh. He fell at the feet of his nephew. Nandabhats. So Narottam and Shyamananda, they stayed there in Keturi. And they very mercifully began having their Bhakti Shastri classes, enlightening the people of the town, irregardless of who they were and what they did, and the science of Krishna consciousness. And as a result, Narottam became the prominent spiritual master in the town, in the village. So Bhakti Ratnakar relates that after some time, Shyamananda left for his own town, Utkala. That was his Prabhudhat Desh. What is your Prabhudat Desh, Gainesville? Okay, Alachua. That's just a few souls that are liberated. You got to move on. Gainesville, Jacksonville, Miami. He considered that his service to Jiva Goswami would be fulfilled when he liberated all the people of Utkala. So he went there. And again, there's this whole description of the separation between Shyamananda Pandit and Narottam Das Thakur, crying. One devotee asked Gaur Govinda Maharaj, could you just summarize what is Krishna consciousness? Yes? Crying, 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 crying. Not the kind of crying we do in lamentation, but the deeper crying. Oh, Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be 12, like 12 years away. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain. I'm feeling all vacant in the world. That is the success. If after many years of chanting and a lifetime of service, towards the end of your life, if you can chant one holy name purely, a little tear comes from your eye and goes down your cheek and falls onto the ground. That's success. The feeling, the emotion comes. Love for Guru and Gauranga. So they separated. And Narottam remained for some time preaching, and then he had this very strong desire to go out and tour all the holy places with the intention of getting the darshan of those very last associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were still alive. Because Mahaprabhu had passed away 25, 30, 40 years ago, and there were just a few remaining parishas or his associates. And you know what it's like to get the association of such an advanced devotee. They were all uttamadhikaris. So Narottam thought, for this, my success, to do my service, I need the sangha of these great Vaishnavas. There's just a few left. This was his problem, that Gauranga had left, and Nityananda had left, Advaita had left, Gadadhar Shri, they all left. And all their intimate associates, just a few left. So he thought, just like Prabhupada has his lifetime in preparation before he came to the West, to prepare myself, I want to go get the dust at the feet of these great Vaishnavas. He wanted to see the places of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and he wanted to meet those few associates who were left. So first he went to Navadvip. And as he's coming into Navadvip, Bhakti Ratnakara describes, he was just lamenting. He was thinking, gosh, if I was just born a little earlier, I could have had the association of so many great souls. And I just miss seeing Lord Chaitanya. And thinking like that, the Bhakti Ratnakara describes that he fainted unconscious in the ground. He was just in the perimeter of Navadvip, just entering into Navadvip, the buildings, the dwellings, the houses, the lake, the wells. He was just there. And when he woke up from his ecstatic state, he saw this huge kirtan party. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavana He Gopal Govinda Ram Simadu Sudan Girid Hari Gopinath Madam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare. There were hundreds, thousands of the residents of Navadvip going through the streets in great ecstasy and great joy and great bliss, chanting the names of Krishna, playing the kartals, beating the mridangas, blowing the bugles, waving the flags. And they're all going by this tumultuous kirtan. He couldn't believe it. Wow! Navadvip was alive with the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And suddenly, everything stopped. It all disappeared. And the whole of Navadvip was plunged into a mood of Vipalamba Bhav from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He disappeared years ago, but suddenly the predominant mood was not the tumultuous kirtan as it was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here. The predominant mood amongst the residents of Vrindavan was Vipalamba Bhav. They were weeping and weeping and weeping and crying in separation from Lord Chaitanya 30 years later. How strong was their attachment to the Lord that they could feel such deep feelings of separation? The whole kirtan thing just disappeared. And he looked around him in Navadvip. What did he see? The Ganges were no longer flowing. The calves were not sucking milk from the teats of their mothers. Their mothers stood motionless with the grass still in their mouths, unchewed. Bees were stunned, sitting on the tops of the lotus flowers. Birds in the trees had long ago stopped singing, and all the people stood like statues. Narottam, he began walking around in a daze. suddenly one old sadhu, like you see in, when we're in Braj, bent over, can't even bend up straight with cane, walking. Sukumbhara Brahmachari. He came up, he said, "Young man, what is your name?" I said, "My name is Narottam Das Thakur. I've come from Keturi." That old man suddenly began to dance in ecstasy, although he was crippled. He began dancing and twirling and singing and laughing. "You are Narottam Das Thakur. You were predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you will carry on the banner of Sankirtan. Well, I know that Mahaprabhu called out your name before he left. We've been waiting for you." "We've been waiting for you. Where have you been?" And he took him to meet various transcendental personalities. First he took him to meet Damodar Pandit. And Damodar Pandit sat down with him, and what did he talk about? Krishna Katha? Yes, in the form of discussing all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. "It's as good to chant the name of a devotee as it is to chant the name of God." How could that be? Because they're intimately entwined in love. Jesus Christ said, "My Father and I are one," meaning that they're not the same person, but they're one, united in love. So you'll never see a picture of Krishna alone. Pushkara Prabhu never paints a picture of Krishna. There'll always be some swans in the background, some deer, some gopis, some cowherd boys. Devotional service means the Lord, his servant, and the process of devotional service. You never think, just like you, when you think of a man, a married man, a grihastha, then you naturally think of his wife. When you think of the wife, you can't separate her from her husband. There's love there, intimate relationship. They're two halves of the same body, and they say the lady's the better half, anyway. But she's doing all the proper rituals and so at home to keep the home sanctified. Man's out working in the material world. So when you think of Krishna, you think of Prabhupada. When you think of Prabhupada, you can't help but think of Krishna. So to sing the name of either or, is just as purifying. Remembering that divine relationship. So he was so happy to meet Narottam Das Thakur, Damodar Pandit. He began relating the different pastimes of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, who had recently left this world out of separation. But as he went on and on, Narottam, instead of just becoming more, he began lamenting more. "Oh, I missed him? Oh, I missed him by how much time? 10 days. He passed away 10 days ago. And then this associate, that." And by the time it was all over, Narottam was unconscious on the ground. He was so devastated. That night, he went to sleep under a tree, and he had a dream. And in that dream, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya that were mentioned by Damodar Pandit appeared in his dream and embraced him one by one. It wasn't like a dream, it was more like a vision. They don't have dreams like we dream nonsense. This is more like vision type thing. Sleeping, but the vision is there. One by one, all the associates of Mahaprabhu that were described by Damodar Pandit that afternoon, they all came and they embraced Narottam Das Thakur, and they said, "Very soon, you alone will execute the mission of Lord Chaitanya." So he picked himself up that morning, and then he decided to go to Shantipur, where he met the son of Advaitacharya, Achyutananda. He was still living. He was very old. And they had some sweet Harikatha and remembrances of Gaura Lila. Then he went to Kadaha, where he took darshan of the wife of Lord Nityananda, the great Maharani, Vaishnavi Thakurani, Mother Janava Mata, who was the most prominent Vaishnava living at that time, and her son Virachandra. And Mother Janava, she encouraged him, "Narottam, go very quickly to Jagannath Puri. There's still a few great devotees there, but they're going to leave very soon." She just pushed him out of the house. "Go immediately, get the darshan of these great devotees." So then he went to Puri, And there he met Mamu Goswami, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, who took him to see Todagopinath and described how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given up his pastimes by entering into the body of Todagopinath deity, who he had personally found in the sand dunes of Jagannath Puri. He entered into the knee. There's a crack there, you can see, if you give 100 rupees. Then he went to the Samadhi Mandir of Haridas Thakur, and what did he do? Crying, 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 crying. So there in Puri, he fell asleep next to the Samadhi Mandir of Haridas Thakur. And that night, he had a wonderful dream. He dreamt that he was watching the Ratha Yatra parade going down the main road in Jagannath Puri. I don't know if any of you have ever been there, but I've had the good fortune. It's just overwhelming. Our little Ratha Yatra seemed like kindergarten. We're pulling a little cart. Three huge carts, millions and millions of people. It's been like that since the very beginning of it. And he was standing on the side watching this huge Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. And suddenly, the cart of Jagannath passes by, and to his amazement, who's dancing in front of the cart? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his dream, his vision. He's sleeping by the side of Haridas Thakur Samadhi. He has this amazing dream. And in the dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees him and comes over and embraces him and takes his hands. And he says to Narottam, through you, I will manifest a new type of kirtan that will mesmerize the entire universe. Through your kirtan, I will reveal my mission. It will explain my message, and it will reveal my very deep and divine pastimes. Narottam, don't you worry about anything. Now and in the future, anyone who takes shelter of you will get the shelter of my feet and easily attain Prem Bhakti. Therefore I say, this is one of the most important days for the members of the International Society. What are we here for? When all is said and done, what do you hope to achieve in this lifetime? Some Prem Bhakti. Prabhupada will be very happy. Like the child grows up and takes over the business, daddy's happy. We're going through our growing pains and this and that, but in the end, if we have a little bhava in our heart for Radha and Krishna, Prabhupada will be very pleased. That's my son. Yes, my daughter, you have done well. So how to get it? Mahaprabhu said to Narottam in the vision, anyone who takes shelter of you will get the shelter of my feet and easily attain Prem Bhakti. Therefore, we should never neglect to observe this day or Narottam's disappearance day, which falls in the Kartik. You know, for some devotees, it's like Janmashtami is coming, Radhashtami is coming, Nisringa's appearance day is coming, Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day is coming. Let's hold a huge feast, 108 preparations, all come to the temple, chant and dance and have tumultuous kirtan. Just like John Mossam, just like Nityananda's appearance today. How many devotees were here? Where are they now? We're the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, many times removed. This is how we begin, by honoring our great acharyas. This day is so important. And he said to him, as he was holding his hands on the street of Ratha Yatra, very soon you will be joined by a special devotee, Sri Ramchandra Kaviraj. He's a disciple of Srinivas Acharya, and together the two of you shall propagate the chanting of the holy names. And he woke up and he found himself in the temple of Lord Jagannath. Pujari was doing artik, and while the artik was going on, Narottam rushed forth to see Jagannath, and a garland from Jagannath fell down over his neck, giving divine blessings for the mission that was ahead. And stumbling out of the temple, Narottam realized his mission on earth and felt blessed to achieve it by the causeless mercy, the direct instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. in great, he was transformed now. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was growing up and he had his school and he was doing his teaching and he went to he met his spiritual master. Where did they meet? Gaya. Yeah, he went to do the funeral ceremony for his father. And there he met Ishwarapuri and he was initiated into the chanting of Hare Krishna. He began chanting like a madman, exhibiting all the ecstatic symptoms of love of God. He came back to Navadvipa, nobody recognized him. He was like Avadut, transcendental mad personality. So Naratam, he got the blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he proceeded to Katwa, where he was greeted by a very intimate associate of Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar Pandit. Who's Gadadhar Pandit? Oh, that's another class. But let us just suffice it to say that Gadadhar Pandit is the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. Very empowered devotee. Fearless preacher. Fearless. In his village there in Katwa, there was once a very powerful Muslim ruler who hated Hindus, who hated devotees, Vaishnavas. He would plunder them, he would abuse them, he would torture them, he would stop them from performing any religious activities. The Vaishnavas were terrified of him. It's described in Narottam Vilas that if the wind just breezed past him and touched his body, the Vaishnavas would try to avoid that wind. They didn't want to touch the wind that had touched that demoniac Muslim ruler. And if the breeze touched his body and touched them, they'd go jump in a sacred river immediately. They were terrified. But this Gadadhar Pandit, he was very courageous. One time he just walked into the palace of that Muslim king. It was late at night. He began screaming, Kazi! Kazi! Kazi, come down here. I want to speak to you. This little sadhu. All the soldiers and the family members, the kings, are, ah, what? Chant the names of Hari, Hari, Hari. Or I will cut off your head. Whoa, pretty brave. He's just a sadhu. The soldiers are there. The Kazi came downstairs with a sword to kill him, but seeing his divine form, he had a change of heart. He saw him rather as the embodiment of compassion. Because he said, "What, Sadhu, what are you doing here? Dear Kazi," Gadadhar said, "Gora has come to deliver you. Everyone is chanting his names but you. Chant Hari, Hari." The Kazi said, okay, look. Just go home, and I promise you, tomorrow I'll chant Hari Hari. Gadadhar started dancing in ecstasy. You said it! You said the names Hari Hari! You're delivered! Harivo! Harivo! And they let him out, no problem. This is Vaishnava, taking risks for the Lord. So when Naratam came to Katwa, the first person he met was Gadadhar, who embraced him, and he whispered in his ear, Naratam, I've been waiting for you. Soon all your desires will be fulfilled. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and dance in your kirtan. Wait and see. He made a prophecy. One day, Lord Chaitanya will come and dance in your kirtan. You just wait and see. So, he was always in this mood of getting the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to propagate the Sankirtan movement. But he knew that to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he first had to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So next, Naratam, in preparing for his Sankirtan mission, he went to Ekachakra. And who greeted him in Ekachakra? Lord Nityananda in the disguise of a brahmana. These are very deep esoteric pastimes, but just pure nectar, because we have full faith, no problem. Lord Nityananda appeared in the guise of a brahmana. And the brahmana said, who are you, young man? Where have you come from? And why are you here? And Narottam said, I've come to see the pastime place of Lord Nityananda, exactly where he danced in ecstasy. So that Brahman said, I know everything, you come with me. Here, Nitai herded the cows. Here he played like Lakshman in the pastimes of Ramlila. Here he played like Balaram with a club and a plow. And suddenly that Brahmana manifested his form as Lord Balaram with his plow and everything. And Narottam's like, wow. And then Balaram turned into Nitai. And Nitai said to Narottam, you are my favorite. All of your desires will soon be fulfilled. And what did Narottam do? Typical, he fell unconscious. So after all this, a lifetime in preparation, after all this, Narottam came back to Kethuri, where he's received with great pomp and adoration and affection. And he was in his humble kutir. Now, I have received so much mercy. Exactly how shall I begin to execute this mission? What am I going to do? What's the first step? What do I do? He fell asleep. And Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in the dream. Narottam, I've been waiting for you to return to Kethuri. I've hid myself in a granary, and I'm waiting for you. There's a wealthy man in this town of Kethuri who has many granaries, but he can't use any of them because they're infested with venomous snakes. In the biggest granary, I'm staying there under the grain in my deity form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my wife, Vishnupriya. Come and rescue me. And then have the artisans carve 5 beautiful Krishna deities, arrange a glorious Gaur Purnim festival in my honor, and invite all my associates who are still living, their disciples and their disciples, and anyone who's taken an interest in this Sankirtan, invite them all for one big Maha Maha Mahotsav. And he said, how am I going to do that? But we said, don't worry, I'll empower you. Every devotee knows that. No one ever feels qualified. Who are we to do anything in Krishna's service? We're expert at sense gratification. We're lousy at devotional service. But we have faith that Prabhupada said one time, along with the order of the spiritual master comes the ability to execute it. So never be afraid to accept any responsibility on behalf of your spiritual authorities, because this is the transcendental mystery. If you just agree to do it, you'll get the mercy. You'll be empowered to do it. It's not us, it's him. So Narottam, he woke up immediately and he started running around Kethuri. Are there some granaries here where they're storing the grain? And everyone said, yes, yeah, but you can't go because there's too many snakes. Who owns them? Well, just go down this road, turn left, right up on the hill. There's the owner of the granary. So Narottam went there. He found the owner. He said, are you the owner of these granaries? Yes, sir. And Narottam said, what's the biggest one? The man pointed over there. And Narottam started walking towards that granary. I'm going in. And the man said, no, you can't. You can't. Somehow or other, there's a curse on those all these granaries. And there's dangerous, venomous snakes in there. If you go in, people have gone in and been bitten. The thieves come to take the grains, littered with corpses. Narottam wasn't afraid. He had the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who has the order of Guru and Garanga, he's not afraid. He's just a servant. As Krishna said to Arjuna, I've already decided the fate of this battle. You just be my instrument and take the glory. Lord, he's not afraid to do any service on behalf of the Lord or his spiritual master. So he came, and as he came, the snakes were hissing. You could hear it like a beehive. Just open the door. Out, snakes! suddenly all the snakes came slithering out, thousands and thousands of them. They slithered away into the forest, never to be seen again. So he dug into that granary, deep, deep down. He found a solid gold deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like this. I've seen. I saw the darshan, like this. I've seen it. It's at the house of Ganganarayan Chakravarti, about 4 hours north of our Mayapur community. It's a transcendental open secret. If you want to know the directions, I'll give them after class. I went there with Radhanath Swami. We spent hours and hours in the home of Ganganarayan Chakravarti, who is the chief disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And through the centuries, that deity has ended up there. Solid gold. They used to keep him for 100 years in a bank vault. But the pilgrims protested. They wanted the darshan of that amazing deity. So to this day, he's in that house. And they have one old guard with an old shotgun from 1927 falling asleep. I don't know how that deity still remains there. But he's there. Beautiful. Like this. Pure gold. And, you know, we had kirtan outside the house. We had this ecstatic kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare, and we were dancing and twirling, and they were looking at us. Oh, look at these Vaishnavas. Yeah. So then we came in and we asked if we could have darshan. Oh, no, 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 no. And we began another kirtan. Hari, Hari, Radha Swami, how he dances. Yes, yes, come, have darshan of Gauranga. So he came in and then left us alone with the deity. And all the Shalagram Shilas of Ganganarayan Chakravarti. I was like drooling. Eventually, the Pujari gave me one. He gave me the Varaha Nisringa Shalagram worshipped by Ganganarayan Chakravarti. He's in a bank vault in Poland. Now we worship him. So we were taking the feet of that deity and putting them on our heads. We were embracing that deity. We were praying to it. We were crying in front of it. To give us mercy, to become the proper representatives of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement and help Narottam and Srinivas and Shyamananda push on the preaching. We spent hours there. You know, Radhanath Swami's looking at that deity without blinking. Indraduna Maharaj, what mercy we have. And I'm like, 10 hours. He's like, so instead of touching the feet of the deity, I was touching Maharaja's feet. It was such nectar. I could have stayed there forever. So that deity was found in the granary. So, along with the deity of Vishnupriya, so he brought those deities in a huge procession back to Navadvipa, because actually Navadvipa is not so far from Kethuri. Because it's a Muslim country now, you need a visa to go there, but the Padma River is not that far away. It's just 5-6 hours, actually, if you could fly by the crow to Kethuri. Most devotees don't know that. So Narottam took that deity back to Kethuri. He put him on an altar. He just stood there, staring at the deity for days on end. At the end of that period, the Lord empowered him. And Narottam started singing. It's described by the Acharyas the first time he ever sang. And how was he singing? As predicted by Lord Chaitanya in the dream, he had a Jagannath Puri next to the Samadhi Mandir of Haridas Thakur. He would be empowered to do a new style of chanting, a new style of dancing that would mesmerize the entire world. It was a new type of kirtan he had in front of that deity, all by himself, very sweet. And he danced in a new style. And it's described, even the Gandharvas were put to shame. Who are the Gandharvas? Oh, they're very sweet singers and very good dancers. They were put to shame by the dancing of Narottam Das Thakur. And as he finished the kirtan, from the sky came a tumultuous sound of jai, jai, jai. And he was inundated with flowers from Svargalok. Those flowers are very sweet. And from that day on, he worshipped that deity personally. So this was all going on, and after some time he was thinking, now I have this deity, and you know, what's the next step? And he was thinking, hankering for the association of Srinivasacharya, because Srinivasacharya was like the Sankirtan leader. Narottam was like Tamal Krishna Maharaj was like, you know, the general, and Vishnujan Maharaj was the kirtan, and like, and Tamal was like organizing. Srinivas was like that. He was the organizer, and Narottam was that bhakta, chanting, dancing, crying like that. So a message suddenly came one day from Srinivasacharya. I've had children. And I've initiated a disciple who's very near and dear to my heart. His name is Ramchandra Kaviraj Ki. You know, I love the story. That Srinivasacharya was sitting near his ashram in Braj one day, and a wedding procession came by. He was at that time a renunciate, so he saw the wedding procession coming. Ugh. Getting out of here. But the door was locked, so he couldn't go back in, so he had to stand on the stairwell there and watch as this marriage procession went by. And it was a boy who had just married a girl who was as beautiful as all the denizens, the ladies of heaven combined. She was so beautiful and young and educated and shy and chaste and possessed of all wonderful qualities. And her husband, Ramchandra, was sitting next to her, very happy. This is their marriage. They'd just come from the marriage ceremony. They were going to her home to say goodbye to her parents and then go to his, just fresh out of the Vivaha Yajna. Srinivas, he looked, he said, "Hey, there's a black snake around your neck, fool." Srinivas said to the man driving the chariot, "Stop. What did you say?" "It's a black snake of death, spiritual death around your neck. That woman's too beautiful. If you make her wife, you'll make no progress in Krishna consciousness. You'll never become enlightened soul." This is the words of a sadhu. Time, place, and circumstance, okay? I'm not making a general principle here. Different strokes for different folks. Grihe tako bhani tako, Narottam says. Whether one's a grihastha, whether it's a sannyasi, if in his heart he wants to serve Lord Chaitanya, give me the dust of his feet. This is a particular instance. He wanted to deliver this great devotee. So then Ramchandra, he thought for a minute, he got off the chariot, he told the charioteer, "Take her back to her father, finish this marriage." And he walked over and he fell at the feet of Srinivasacharya. "Sir, may I become your disciple?" "Yes, come in." And he became so renounced, and what's more important, he became such a bhakta that he was the nearest and dearest to his Guru Maharaj. They were like this, master and disciple, in a loving relationship. So Narottam got a message from Srinivas that he wanted to meet him in Viduri, one town nearby. So he went to meet him. And Narottam explained to Srinivas, his buddy, his bosom buddy, how he got the deity of Lord Chaitanya and how he was arranging for five other deities to be installed, about his dream from Lord Chaitanya, how they were going to have a big festival at Gaur Purnima in Keturi. And he said, "Srinivas, you have to help me." So Srinivas said, "I'll help you. I'll give you my most valuable possession. I'll give you Ramchandra Kaviraj." He said, "He will be like your second self. You will be like one soul in two bodies." So they began working together. This is what we hanker for, these personal relationships, this type of friendship, preaching Krishna consciousness. They began working together. Ramchandra Kaviraj, Narottam, Srinivas, like that. And news of this big event where they were going to install six deities, have a big kirtan, sumptuous prasad and sit down and discuss the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya and set down what is the real siddhanta, what is the real tattva. Because by that time, so many years had passed, and there were different deviations, schisms, and nobody knew what was the real philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was the real process of devotion. Everyone was confused. So Narottam said, let's have a Ishtagosti, and all the Mahants will sit down, and we'll discuss, and we'll come up with the actual philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, how it's to be performed, what the Goswamis... That, it was all to be like that. So they began, Santoshi built these huge kirtan halls, huge kitchens, huge residences. It began looking like Svargaloka. And finally Shyamananda came, and the three boys were together again. Oh, their joy knew no bounds. Now, some distance away, Mother Janava, the wife of Lord Nityananda, she was engaged in her transcendental pastime. She had many followers, many disciples, and she was preaching. One night, Mother Janava had a dream of Lord Chaitanya. And he told her to make sure that all the great devotees come to this festival which is being arranged by Narottam, Shyamananda, and Srinivas Thakur. And he said, one thing will happen there, but you keep it secret. You keep it secret. I will also come with the Panchatattva and dance in great transcendental ecstasy. Janava Mata woke up. Tears were flowing from her eyes like torrents of rain. She got out of bed. She began dancing in great ecstasy. But Lord Chaitanya was going to make his appearance in Kheturi at the festival. That meant she would once again see her beloved Lord Nityananda. She was in ecstasy. To make a long story short, because it is getting late, the day of the festival arrived, and all these great souls, devotees from Braj, from Orissa, from Bengal, even from South India, they began arriving on boats. Kheturi is on the river. It looked like a transcendental armada. A transcendental armada. And everyone assembled. There was only one illustrious transcendental personality who was still missing, Mother Janava Mata. She was the most esteemed Vaishnava at that time. And she was the special guest at the festival. Santosh had made a very special, very beautiful, very sturdy boat for her. And it was on the other side of the Padma River, waiting for her. Finally, she arrived with her associates. She took the boat over the river. And when she came, they had this amazing reception for Mother Janava Mata. Tumultuous kirtan, chanting and dancing and flower garlands and artik. And actually, the kirtan, she arrived in the morning. The kirtan went all day and all the next night. We have one of the new things we do in ISKCON. We should have been doing it for a long time. 24-hour kirtans. We plan them well ahead. This wasn't planned. Mother Janava came in the morning, kirtan all day long, all the next night. They were so happy to see her. And the last Vaishnavas arrived, and everyone, Santosh arranged it so nicely that everyone had a special room, and each person who came to the festival had a group of dedicated devotees to take care of them, to wash their clothes, to clean their room. And these devotees themselves were great exalted souls. They themselves were great Vaishnavas, Thakurs, but they took great pleasure in doing menial service for all the Vaishnavas who came. It was like a competition of transcendental love. So the next day, the festival began, the installation of the six deities. And who was the head priest? Srinivas Acharya. And what did he do before he started the Abhishek? He was a great Vaishnava, a great Thakur of the time. Everyone worshipped him. What he did is he went and he bowed down at the feet of every Vaishnava who came to that festival. And there were thousands of them. Very humbly, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Give me your mercy. He bowed down. Prabhu, I'm a very fallen conditioned soul. Please give me your mercy. Accept my humble obeisances. I was waiting all day. And suddenly the installation started with the Abhishek. It took hours and hours and hours. The Abhishek, the dressing, the bhog. And then Narottam came forth and he gave names to each of the deities. This deity which I have found in the grainy, that is Gauranga. This deity of Krishna is Balabhikanta. This deity we will call Shri Krishna. This deity is Brajmohan. This deity is Radharaman. This deity is Radhakanta. And Janava Mata made up a little shloka, a little song, which is very dear to the followers of Narottam Das Thakur. Gauranga Balabhikanta, Shri Krishna Brajmohan, Radharaman, Hey Radhe, Radhakanta Namastite. Gaurangi Balabhikanta, Shri Krishna Brajmohan, Radharaman, Hey Radhe, Radhakanta Namastite. Everyone's singing that song, everyone. Gauranga Balabhikanta, Shri Krishna Brajmohan, Radharaman, Hey Radhe, thousands of arms, Hey Radhe, Radhakanta Namostite. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And then Artik started. The deities were dressed, a huge Artik. And who did they ask to sing? Narottam. They asked Narottam to sing. He hadn't revealed his special type of kirtan yet. He was saving it for the right moment. He came out and began singing this type of melody and he started dancing. No one had seen it before. The thousands of Vaishnavas were mesmerized. You could hear a pin drop. He was watching Narottam alone chanting and dancing in front of his beloved lords. And Janava, she gazed at Narottam Das Thakur with such love, with such mercy, that her glance empowered him. And as a result, one of the greatest incidents in Vaishnav history took place. He started singing the Shuddhanam, the pure chanting of the holy names, in such a melody it would melt the heart of the hard-hearted person. These were all Vaishnavas. And his dancing, his particular type of dancing, he started singing very sweet and very slow. And gradually the Vaishnavas started moving and accompanying him and trying to learn the dance. Then Raghunandana Thakur, he just went into transcendental ecstasy, seeing the scene of this Samkirtan, the Yuga Dharma, manifesting before his eyes, that Dharma which would flood the entire earth, the entire universe, throughout Kali Yuga. He took some chandan, he took some incense, he took a lamp and he took flowers, and he went and he worshipped every kartala in that kirtan. The doors of Pandora. He went and he'd offer the incense, he'd offer the flower, he'd offer the lamp, then he'd put the chandan over every single pair of kartals, tadiya, non-different than the Lord. Then he went and he worshipped all the mridangas. Then he went and worshipped all the trumpets. Then he went and worshipped all the flags. It's all part of the paraphernalia of Lord Chaitanya's Samkirtan. And then, when that was done, he went and worshipped every Vaishnava who was present at that festival with incense, beginning at the feet, up to the body. Then the lamp, Prabhu. And then the flower. Then on the forehead of every devotee, he put the chandan. And then they all fell at his feet. There was this competition for service, for glorifying, for worship. This is kirtan. This kirtan is meant to be the mood of loving exchanges between the devotees, between the spiritual master and his disciples, between the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is kirtan, the highest ecstatic mood of devotional service, where all the emotions. This kirtan, Jiva Goswami says in his Bhakti Sundarbha, that when kirtan is performed, even amongst neophyte devotees, because it's blessed, even a neophyte devotee can experience deep spiritual emotion while having congregational chanting of the holy names. It's right there in Bhakti Sundarbha. Even neophyte devotee, the holy name is so merciful that you can experience deep spiritual emotion. Who will not come to the kirtan? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says whenever he hears the chiming of the kartals, the playing of the mridanga, his bliss knows no bounds. He runs from wherever he is. This is our saving grace, kirtan. One time Prabhupada said to a group of disciples, you of all, my Guru Maharaj sent you all to me to help me spread this ISKCON movement. You are all representatives of my Guru Maharaj. He sent you. One devotee said, Prabhupada, you know, I'm very low and I've committed so many sinful acts. I was so sinful. You don't know how sinful I was. Prabhupada said, that's all right. But as soon as you heard the chanting of the holy names, you came running. He said, I'll tell you, whatever you were, but when you heard the chanting of the holy names, you Western boys came running. Therefore I have accepted you. So this was the kirtan. The devotees were honoring and glorifying each other, glorifying Guru Maharaj, glorifying. This the emotions are coming forth. Rupa Goswami says, as young girls are attracted to young boys, and as young boys are attracted to young girls, we know what that means. In the same way, my Lord, with the same intensity, let me be attracted to you, but in a deep, transcendental, spiritual way. The same intensity. You see the boy-girl thing in society. It's pretty prominent. Love makes the world grow. Okay, lust makes the world grow. But that same intensity, dovetailed it. That's how eager we have to be for Krishna consciousness. Not some lackadaisical, how you doing, man? Okay, how you doing? Yeah, 55. You know, no, we have to come together and do these activities. Harikatha, kirtan, discussion, cleansing the heart, praying for these spiritual emotions. We can only do it with each other. Many hands make small work. It takes the congregational chanting of the holy names to achieve perfection in Krishna consciousness. So Narottam was so surcharged by Janava's glance, he began dancing like a madman. Narottam Vilas describes how in that kirtan, his face shone like millions of beautiful moons. His graceful limbs were dancing so ecstatically. His teeth looked like rows of pearls. And everyone realized they had never heard this type of kirtan, these melodies, or this type of dancing before. And then what did he do? In the middle of the kirtan, Narottam started describing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. My Prabhus, listen! Who is this Garanga Mahaprabhu? Yuga Avatar! He's descended in the age of Kali to inundate the world with prema. He started describing the leelas of Chaitanya. He described the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. And finally, he was so expert in this ras, he began describing the mood of separation from Lord Chaitanya. He knew. He was always lamenting. He just missed the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Narottam was always in the mood of separation. According to our acharyas, that's the highest mood. Separation makes the heart grow fonder. He began speaking about this special mood of separation. And the kirtan became even more intense, and the rhythm became more powerful, and suddenly everyone in the Keturi jumped up and began dancing like him. And the intense feelings of separation from Lord Chaitanya were so much felt by all the devotees, it became unbearable. Everyone was crying, like Guru Govinda Maharaj said. It's almost as if they would be giving up their bodies in separation of the Lord. At the peak of that kirtan, that mood of Vipralamba Bhav, suddenly, Lord Chaitanya appeared and began dancing in the kirtan. The devotees, many of them who had never seen Lord Chaitanya, including Narottam, they stood spellbound. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar, the Benedictor of Love of God, of Brajapam, he left. Here he was again. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a vision. He was there as he revealed to Mother Janava. The secret was over now. Suddenly, Lord Nityananda appeared and started dancing with him. Then Advaita Acharya. And all the sons of Advaita Acharya are there seeing their father again. Gadadhar, Srivas, and the Kirtan went beyond any boundaries that can be imagined by our tiny brains. Everyone saw it. There was a rainstorm of transcendental bliss. Even the villagers that just happened to be walking by, they saw the Panchatattva dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not resist the loving devotion of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam induced the Lord to come from Golok. Golok Prem Dan Harinam Sankirtan. The Sankirtan has the power to attract Krishna himself. So the bliss and the joy was all unlimited. It went on for hours and hours, and suddenly, because it's getting late, they disappeared. Devotees went mad looking for them, the object of their love. Most devotees fell to the ground unconscious. Janava was inundated with grief, but somehow she collected herself. And to get everything back on track, Janava said, "Now let us perform holy." And she took the holy dyes and began sprinkling them on all the deities. All the deities were blue, red, green, yellow. And the devotees came back to life, you know, seeing the deities. They'd lost the vision of their life, the Lord, but he appeared before them as the deities. "My dear Lord, you're not a statue. You're directly the son of Maharaj Nanda." So then the devotees took the colors and they started throwing them at each other in a mood of loving reciprocation. And it's described, the whole sky became clouds of different beautiful colors. Not like the holy they have today in, you know, downtown, it makes sense. It went on through the entire night till Mangal Arati. And the devotees realized that they were hungry. They hadn't eaten. They were just so much in ecstasy with the kirtan and the katha, they forgot to eat and sleep. So they were hungry. So Mother Janava, the supreme Ishwari, she said, "Okay, gentlemen, I'll go and cook in the kitchen." So she went and cooked, and she asked for volunteers. There were so many volunteers to cook with Mother Janava in the kitchen. Can you imagine? The word went out. Mother Janava was like, "Well, I'm coming." Hundreds of devotees helped her. Then she made up the plates for the deities, and then she offered the prasad to those deities herself, those six deities herself. And it's described that she saw the deities eating and having fun doing it. That's how it's described. Then the devotees were all fed, and all the great Mahabhagavas were so, the devotees. Then the servants, she fed the servants, and finally, she was the last one to take prasadam. So she's a great acharya, at the same time a mother to all the devotees. So after the festival, Mother Janava went back to Braj. But she'd promised the devotees in Keturi that she would come back. So she came back with her entourage, and on the way, these Dakites heard that she was coming, and they knew that she, because she was a spiritual master, she must have lots of money. And they were very envious that she was a woman and she was being worshipped. So they plotted to steal her wealth and kill her. So they waited until Mother Janava and her entourage had taken rest one night under a tree. And they came about 50 meters, I don't know how to say, okay, 40 yards. And they hid there in the dark. And then when they were through, everyone was sound asleep, they took out their lances and their swords and their knives. There she is, kill her. And they all began running in the dark towards her. She's only 50 meters away with their raised weapons. And it was about 11:30 at night. And they ran 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 and they, you know, and after 8 hours the sun came up. And they looked, they were still in the same place. So they realized that she was a supreme goddess. And they put their weapons down and crawled on their hands and knees, tears in their eyes, begging for forgiveness for their sinful mentality. They fell at her feet and touched her lotus feet and said, "Please accept us as your disciples." So she picked them up and she embraced them and accepted them as disciples right then and there. A little further on the road, there were some smarter Brahmins who had heard the same thing, that she was coming. So they also performed a special ceremony to kill her. They were worshipping Bhavani, goddess Durga, in a special ceremony. She's a very ferocious feature. They were worshipping her for the power to kill Mother Janava. Imagine. That night, there was 10 or 12 brahmanas. That night, Bhavani appeared in the dream of each and every one of those brahmanas, threatening them that if they touched a single hair on the head of Mother Janava, she would take her chopper and chop off their heads and drink the blood from their torsos. They all woke up and ran to where she was and surrendered to her. She forgave them and she initiated them. Therefore, acharyas describe her as the compassionate energy of Lord Nityananda. So there's so many other pastimes, hundreds of thousands of volumes. I would love to speak all night, but I didn't sleep last night for various reasons. And we had a long day of flight. And so I think tomorrow we can continue. There's a lot more nectar. We'll continue tomorrow night with the pastimes of Srila Narottam Das Thakur and his transcendental associates. All glories to Sri Thakur Mahasaya Narottam Das Thakur Ki.